This weekend, Father Matt and I, we dedicated for preaching about the Eucharistic revival for the parish, which means you have two homilies, two different accents, American accent, Father Matt, Vietnamese accent, Vietnamese version. I just know that my accent can be an advantage for you all that sometimes I'm talking and you have no idea about like what I'm talking about, and then probably my accent can keep you all awake. So yeah, because you have no idea what I'm talking up here, and you just question in your mind like many times. So I know that, and here's my accent. Okay, as you know, during masses we have two parts. So last month, as of September, we have learned about the liturgy of the word. That is a dialogue between God and man. And now we move into the second part of the Mass, which is liturgy of the Eucharist. So first thing first, Eucharist means thanksgiving. Basically, the whole idea about why you're here, like we offer our thanksgiving to God, the Father, through Jesus Christ, through a priest like me. So coming to Masses on Sunday, that we are worshiping the Lord with all the thanksgiving you have for the whole week. Like you offer all the sacrifices, you offer all your intentions to God, the Father. And during Masses, because we have a human eyes, we cannot see the divine things. But during Mass, like right now, the whole reality is opened for you all today, including me, that we cannot go to the heaven right now, but heaven comes down on you right now during Mass. Why I'm saying that? Because whenever we have Mass, we open the whole reality, like the Holy God and angels, all the angels are worshiping at the same time like us right now. And the whole salvation is just like, we are here with the Lord. Like he opens the heavens, he opens the realities that we cannot see by human eyes, but with the eyes of faith, we hopefully, and I pray for you that you can see that by your faith. With that, so I will mention 3 points for my homily today. Maybe you can remember 3 points, and that's it. First, offertory. In the moment after the homily, we will bring the gifts from the back of the church to the altar. And that is a symbol for you all that we as a priest and deacon up here, we receive the gifts from you all, like from among the people. We don't see we don't receive the gift from here, but we receive the gift from back there, which means like we all here, we bring our gifts and we put that up here in the altar. That means like with that moment, we use the human gifts, the bread and wine, the human things put on the altar of the Lord so that we can offer those gifts to the Father and pray that Lord, the Father, can transform the body into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So begins with the human things. The Lord transforms to the divine things. As you know, we move on. We have four Eucharistic prayers. I will use number 3 today. In the moment, I will use the Eucharistic prayer number 3. And I invite you to listen with me while I read the Eucharistic prayer, and I invite you to listen carefully that maybe one sentence. I invite you to listen. In the moment, I will say, Lord, you give life to all things and make them holy. You give life to all things, like all things. I reflect on this sentence yesterday when I came back from here to the rectory. Fall is coming, yellow leaves are coming, and Lord, you give life to all things, and they are alive in front of me, like the whole nature, it is transforming into the yellow color, and Lord, that is your life. That is the divine life through the nature that we can recognize our Lord is living. Like living God, like slowly transforming to the yellow colors. And that is so beautiful that the Lord gives light to all things. Brother and sister, I hope you can remember this sentence with me. Like today I will say it during Mass, like, you give light to all things. And that sentence struck me so hard, like, Lord, you are living actively, like, your love actively doing, like, you are actively doing for everyone, for everything, and the whole earth. It's just like a reflection of your life, and your life in the Holy Trinity, like, the Lord, God the Father, loves the Son loves the Son and the Father loves the Holy Spirit, actively loving each other, and you, from that love, He's pulling out actively the life to all things. All things. As we move on, you will hear the word of consecration, which means like, take this, do this in order to remember of me, in the remembrance of me. Those words can transform the body, the bread and the wine into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I studied in the seminary for 9 years, 3 in Vietnam and 7 years over here in U.S., yeah, which is like 9 or 10 years or so. But well, I really bad at math. Maybe you. Okay, 10 years. Okay, this is not part of my homily at all. So maybe you don't record it. But well, 10 years seminary. So study hard, really hard. And when I graduated from the seminary, the first moment for me is so powerful that I can say a word, the words, and it can be the Lord. Human words, like me, with own witnesses, with own sinfulness, can transform into God. And it struck me many times that the Lord in front of me, that is the Lord, creates the whole heaven and earth, like in front of me. Like, Lord, how can you do that? How can you use me as a human being? And then I can do that. That is you. Like, that's only you alone. Lord, like, how? Like, the Lord who creates the whole heaven and earth, and He will be there on the altar, and then you will receive Him. And please, with the moment, you just like, this is the Lord. Like, we need to believe that. That's no choices at all. Like, you have no choice. If you are Catholics, you need to believe that. And I need to believe that. We have no choices at all, brothers and sisters. No choice. And I invite you to believe that. Those words I will say, and please listen carefully with me today. And I will lift up the host, the consecrated host, and that is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will pause in the moment, and those moments, like the glory of God, and you can picture in your mind, like, Lord, I am not worthy. Like, we are not worthy, but you are the Son, and from that light, all your glory, I put myself bodily in front of you, that I am worshiping you right now, and with those glory, with those lights, please shine on me. Be with me, that I put myself on Sunday today with you. Thank you for being here with the Lord. Thank you for coming to Sunday's Masses with me. Your presence here is the gift for me. And you have no idea why I'm telling you right now, because I think your presence itself is a gift for everyone. Your presence is a gift. And I hope my presence can be a gift for you all today, that your presence, we don't know, like even we have no idea what we, sometimes we come to someone's house, we have no idea what we're talking about, but all they can remember that you are there with them. I have been doing many anointing of the sick, and I just go over there, hanging out with them, give them the sacraments, and I left. All they remember about me, that I am there with them. Your presence is really precious. Your presence is everything. Your presence itself is a gift. And the Lord is present here during Mass. And that is the heavenly gift that comes down from heaven. The last point. In the Eucharistic prayers, we have petitions, which means we offer our prayers to God the Father. So let be clear at this point. We pray directly to the Father through Jesus Christ. We don't pray to Jesus Christ, but we pray with Jesus Christ to the Father, directly to the Father, as me as a priest. We offer our prayers, and I invite you to stay in your minds, your intentions. You pray, and I hope this is not the case, but please, whenever you go to Mass on Sundays, please remember your family. Please remember your beloved one who passed away. Pray for them. Stay in your mind. We come over here, we put the gifts on the altar that we can offer everything to God the Father. We offer our deceased, our brothers and sisters, our beloved ones, to the Father. We pray for the world. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for your family. Please, don't go to Mass on Sunday without an intention. That's so important that way. Even everything in your mind, like, please help me to have a good preference after Mass. Lord, please help me to help my mom in the nursing homes. Lord, please help me that I can go to my mom in the nursing homes after Mass. Lord, please help me that I can take my car to fix for my wife. Lord, please help me. Many things you can ask the Lord, that please be with me in those moments. Probably I have a long homily this morning, but invite you to take a bulletin, take it home. And we, Father Matt, he's doing a really good job on the preaching, the Eucharist revival, for explaining for the meanings behind the words behind what are we doing over here. Please come to that talk. I was there, and I have learned a lot from Father Matt, that please come into that talk. Please take the bulletin, and I think it's coming on October 20th will be the day, that night. If you are available, please come. That's all I have for you today. I pray for you all, and I hope you don't sleep during the homilies, but let's see. Yeah. Have a good weekend. Pray for you, and please listen to my words during the Eucharistic prayers, and pray with that as I pray for you, that we whole people over here can pray to the Father.